And any reflections, Amy, Emily, on the film and kind of what comes next with this film?
Well, we saw it for the first time in a theater last night at Quad Cinema in New York City, and it was wonderful to see it on the big screen. And then it'll be on demand, and then on streaming services wherever you may be. My reflections are that it's such a convergence of all little queer members of life coming together and being represented in a beautiful love story. And I just think there's so much color, life, creativity, freedom in the film. Just felt so, again, so honored and proud to be part of the project. It's going to have a long life. We're really happy about that. And it was such an unexpected gift, to be asked to be part of the whole thing.
Oh, that's so cool. And Amy, thoughts, reflections?
To have our music tell the story of two gay men, it's just cool, you know, and it's like working together. It's on something for us at our age, you know, we're 10 years older than these guys. That would not have been something we would have thought about happening for us, you know, at an earlier age when people were more divisive, I think, and we were fighting so hard for our rights, but we also would be fighting against each other, you know. And that's never a good thing in any movement, and it happens in all movements, but it's always good to get a moment of that unification and a glimmer of hope about it, you know.